is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Problems at United Airlines, where delays are in the hundreds due to what CBS's Chris Van Cleef says appears to have been an issue with the system that calculates weight and balance, which is necessary before a plane can depart.
This has been going on for several hours. It began this evening. The FAA confirms that the airline asked for ground stops at most of its major hubs, including Newark, Denver, Houston, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Some United mainline flights are beginning to take off, but it's expected that the delays will take the rest of the night to resolve. The Fort Stewart base in Georgia was put on lockdown earlier today when authorities say an Army sergeant pulled out a personal handgun and shot five fellow soldiers. The suspect is in custody, no motive revealed. CBS's Skylar Henry is at Fort Stewart.
The suspected gunman, 28-year-old Cornelius Radford, opened fire here on base. Essentially a workplace shooting, for lack of a better phrase. Injuring five of his fellow soldiers before being subdued by other soldiers who happened to see what was going on, tackling him and waiting for law enforcement to then arrive.
President Trump says he's open to soon meeting with Russia's President Putin and Ukraine's leader Zelensky. His comment comes after U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff's meeting with Putin in Moscow to discuss the war in Ukraine. CBS's Erica Brown reporting.
In a social media post, President Trump called the meeting highly productive and said great progress was made. Still, a senior administration official tells CBS News additional sanctions against Russia are still expected to go into effect Friday if a deal isn't reached to end the three-and-a-half-year war.
President Trump pumps up tariffs on India. CBS's Kelly O'Grady explains.
The president just signed an executive order saying that there will be an additional 25% tariff. So that would bring the total tariff rate up to 50% on India because they are buying Russian oil.
China also buys oil from Russia, but it was not included in the executive order. A new study suggests the death toll from wildfires that ravaged the Los Angeles area earlier this year is far higher than the official toll, which was 31. Study author Andrew Stokes of Boston University says there could be 440 more deaths attributed to the fires.
These deaths are not only attributable to the direct effects of the wildfires, but also people living with lung or heart conditions whose disease was exacerbated by smoke or stress, as well as indirect deaths, such as from disruptions to health systems and mental health impacts.
Chicago-based McDonald's says its focus on value and a Minecraft meal boosted second quarter sales. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
A baby is in a Boston hospital after being bitten by a tick during a walk with her mother in Martha's Vineyard.
Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital are treating Lily Sisko for an extremely rare virus called Powassan. Shira Doran is an infectious disease specialist at Tufts Medical Center in Boston.
It is not common for babies who don't walk to get tick-borne illnesses in general.
There were just 57 cases of Powassan nationwide in 2024 and 24 cases so far this year. There's no treatment for the virus, which can cause brain inflammation or meningitis. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Confederate statues in the Washington, D.C. area will be restored and replaced in line with President Trump's executive order. A statue commemorating the Confederacy will be returned to Arlington National Cemetery, and the statue of Albert Pike, a Confederate Brigadier General and a revered figure among Freemasons, will go back up in Washington's Judiciary Square. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. A light southeast breeze as morning lows will drop close to the 70-degree mark. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a few showers and storms. Highs will reach the mid and upper 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can't get no satisfaction.
News, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Whoa. to me.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
We'll be right back.
WRJN.
Behind it.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting
time. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
I think I love you.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry, I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
We'll be right back.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Several soldiers are recovering after being wounded when an active-duty sergeant opened fire on his co-workers. It happened at Fort Stewart in Georgia. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Officials say the shooter, identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford, used his personal weapon and was taken into custody after shooting five colleagues.
Thankfully, all are in stable condition and all are expected to recover.
Brigadier General John Lubis.
Sergeant Radford has been interviewed by the Army Criminal Investigation Division and is currently in pretrial confinement, awaiting a charging decision by the Office of the Special Trial Counsel.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
A tech issue causes big problems at United Airlines. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains.
Hundreds of United flights are delayed tonight because of a systems outage.